Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph, the floor supervisor. How can I help you today?
I have something on my debit card where someone somehow has purchased something. I don't know what it is. I think she said it was Weight Keto or something for $91.89. I did not purchase this, and I'm needing someone to clear this up.
Okay, ma'am, I'll be more than happy to go ahead and assist you with that today. May I please have the zip code on the account you're calling in about today?
2746.
Okay, ma'am, thank you for that. Can I please have the first and last name, please?
My first name is Darlene. My last name is Reeves, R-E-A-V-E-S.
Okay.
Address is 1300 Lyon Street, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Thank you for that, ma'am. And can I please have the shipping address, ma'am?
I just gave it to you, sir. 1300 Lyon Street, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay, thank you for that, ma'am. So I've located an account with information today, and that was for the Keto Advance and the Keto Cleanse. It looks like there was an order placed back on the 4th for a trial period for $7. And 45 cents and $6.70. Did you ever place that order for the 14-day trial?
No, I didn't place this order. That's why I don't know what it is.
I understand.
And I'm going to check with my
dietary
bank
supplements. Did anyone in your household place that order, ma'am?
No, it's just me and my husband.
Okay, so you're claiming fraud on this order, including the trial period, correct?
Yeah, because I've not received either one of these two orders.
Okay, ma'am. So I can go ahead and proceed forward with the fraud claim. Now, I do need to let you know what the process is we would contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address that is on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. Your local authorities will also verify the location of where the order took place. Would you like to proceed forward with a fraud claim, ma'am?
You're mumbling. What are you saying?
Would you like to proceed forward with the fraud?
Tell me what you said before that.
I do apologize, ma'am. So what we would do is we would contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. Your local authorities will also verify the location of where the order was placed when it was placed online, ma'am. Would you like to proceed forward with the fraud claim, ma'am?
But I don't understand. Who are all these divisions you're sending it to? This one's not explaining to me. I'm not following you.
Okay, ma'am. So whenever we file something as a fraud claim, We would contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address that is on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. Your local authorities will also verify the location of where the order was placed when it was placed online, ma'am.
Okay.
Would you like to proceed forward with this fraud claim, ma'am?
Let me do my investigating and see if I know something else before you do that, because I want to see if make sure no one I think who might have done this received this. So but let me ask you this. Can you make sure this is canceled, that this never happens again?
So your account has already been canceled out, so you're wanting to wait on the fraud claim to you. Go ahead and check with
your household.
Yeah, I'm
going to investigate a little bit more. If I don't receive, if this person did this and I don't receive, and they didn't receive this, then I will call back.
Okay, so you're going to check with your household and make sure no one else in the household placed is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. That's fine, ma'am. Once you check with your household, if you just give us a call back, you can ask our supervisor in the fraud department, and then we can proceed forward with that.
Okay. All right, sir.
Why don't you double
that.
Check with your household? Okay.
I think it could be. Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling customer.